Hello, boobies. Today I want to talk about The Apprentice. I mean rant, don't I really? I usually mean rant. So, The Apprentice. Now, I'd like to just mention I no longer watch The Apprentice, mostly because it drives me absolutely knocking futz. It's just full of the biggest bunch of losers I have ever seen. Every single series they managed to get an absolute shower of idiots, complete cretins, every single one of them. I don't think I've ever seen anybody on The Apprentice that I would consider actually employing. And yet, at the start of each series, they tell us, and this year we've got the cream of British talent, we've got absolutely the best that the world of British entrepreneurism can offer. And there's not one among them who's ever showed an ounce of leadership ability or ability to analyse a problem and deal with it. I every week it leaves me speechless, so I don't watch it anymore. But there were a couple of things I wanted to say about it. By the way, also to you Americans, we have The Apprentice over here, but it's not the one that you have. We have a chap called Alan Sugar, who is our version of what's his name, the American guy. It'll come to me. Anyway, Donald Trump. So our Donald Trump is Alan Sugar. And believe you me, he is a very, very pale imitation. But even so, you know, he's a very wealthy man. But I mean, that leads me to the first thing I have to say about it. Until recently, it was Sir Alan Sugar. And now, of course, it's Lord Alan Sugar. But, you know, I'm sure it's just for television. That they always insist on calling him Lord Sugar, or previously Sir Alan Sugar, and using the title. But it doesn't half make him look like a prick. I mean, really, come on. Who in their right minds actually goes around insisting on being referred to by their title? That's something you do out of respect, but you don't do it all the time. I mean, my God, it's as though he's bloody well bought this thing, he's going to damn well use it. I mean, what a prick. If I was Alan Sugar and the television company was saying to me, oh, we want to big you up by making sure that people always use your title, I'd tell them to sod off because it would make me look like an idiot. I would never want to you know, stamp on people that way and really try and make my mark on them by insisting that they refer to me by my very grandiose, pointless title. So anyway, so that annoys me. Something else that annoys me. Early on in every episode, Alan Sugar, when he's telling the teams what it is they've got to do this week, he always says something like, and the team that gets the most number of votes is going to win. Except he says it in a London accent, not an Australian accent. But the most number of votes, or the most number of orders. And that is a... really gets under my skin, that one. It's the most votes, or the most orders. Or, if you want to have number of, it's the biggest number of orders. Not the most number of. That's a tautology, kind of. It's the biggest number of, or the most. But not both. And don't even get me started on most and fewest. Or less and fewer, or... That old chestnut, I'm sure you've all heard that one before. But anyway, the biggest thing that annoys me about The Apprentice, and this is really the crux of what I was going to try and say on my rant du jour, is that I am very worried about what that particular programme says to young people wanting to go into business and what it teaches them about how you get ahead in business. I worry that people believe that is the way you need to behave in order to go into business and be successful. Because, as I've said, I never see anybody on these programs that I would consider employing for more than 2 seconds. I mean, really. The stuff they have these people say when they're talking to camera about, you know, how great they think they are and how awful they think the other people are and how they're going to win this and they're going to do that and they're fantastic at this and, you know, and the truth of the matter is they've got no experience. They don't know anything. I wouldn't want to employ anybody that couldn't at least see the limits of their own knowledge, let alone carry on a conversation with people, you know, as an equal and, you know, with a sort of sense of humility and respect for each other. You never see any of that on these programs. It's all aggression. It's all about sham. It's all about pretending to be something you're not, bigging yourself up. And I think it's very, very, very bad precedent. I will catch you tomorrow, boobies. Bye-bye.